We're up to Chafal from the page at the bottom. Amr of Kahana. Dorash Rav Noshin Bar Minyumi Mishmei the Rav Tanchum. Ner Shel Chanukah Shinichol Amalam Neyashim Amma Psula Kisuko Kamavoy. Ner Chanukah is higher than 20 Amas, somewhere between 30 and 40 feet above ground level, so it's possible. Just like a Sukkah, where the Schach is higher than 20 Amas, and a mavui where the lechi or the korah is higher than 20 amas. Rashi psula de lo sholta ba ein alamala michavama, because your eye doesn't see that you can't see something more than 20 amas. Lo sholta ba ein means it's not in your line of vision. Veleke persumenisa, mel is no persumenisa. Persumenisa is where you can see it constantly, not where you have to make an effort to look up and see it. Kisuko kamavi, disnan bahu behedya be'erevin masecha sukkah de psilei. An erevin and sukkah, what's it called, the korah of a mavui, which is a hecker. If it's more than 20 amas high, it's not good. And the sukkah that's a schach is more than 20 amas high is also no good. Va'omer av kahana, dorash av nosin bar menyumi mishmeid rav tanchu, maidich si v'habor reik ein bomayim. The Torah said the bore was empty. Of course, there's no water in it. If it's empty, there's nothing in it. So why did it have to say specifically ein bo mayim? Elamat talmud lomer ein bo mayim, mayim ein bo. Avon nechoshim v'akrovim yesh bo. There wasn't water in it, but the bore was full of snakes and scorpions where they threw Yosef into the bore. And there are hundreds of shotim what in the world these two things have to do with each other, except for the fact that they're said by the same persons. So one idea, just quickly, is that we learn from over here, well, the simplest idea they say is that the boar that they threw Yosef in was 20 amas, and they couldn't see the Nechashim and Akrovim. And therefore you see from here that 20 amas, you can't see what's at the bottom, you can't see what's on the top either. So another idea that Lamaisa, the Torah, didn't tell us this miracle, just hinted to it. There's a tremendous miracle. Yosef was thrown to a boar in the Nechashim HaKrovim, and he wasn't killed. So the Torah should have been Mefarsim the Neis. Why don't we say Persume Nisa? And the idea is that a Neis that nobody learns anything from is no Persume Nisa. The only Persume Nisa is to learn from the Neis. Just to see that God can do tricks is no Inyan, because God can do always better tricks. So it's no Kiddush Hashem to tell me that God can do something unusual. So, therefore, Ner Chanukah Shinichol Amalam Yesrim Am is also possible. You could see it, but you won't, it's not in your line of vision, you won't think about what it means. You'll just see it and remember that God could make oil burn 7 extra days. That's not the Inyan. It has to be something you can concentrate on and understand the reason. Therefore, the two things go together. Okay. Rashi, sorry, let's go on. Omer Rava, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha B'Tefach HaSmucha LePesach. The mitzvah is to put it within a tefach, 3 to 4 inches next to the door. The hechem manachle, where do you put it? Which side of the door? Rav Acha bereid the Rava Amar miyamin. And the reason for the tefach is this way you know that it belongs to that door. That it's that's that person. Not stam, somebody left a nair in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. So it's within a tefach of the doorway, then you know that it belongs to the person whose doorway it is. Where do you put it exactly? Rav Acha Barei the Rava Amar Miyamin. Put it on the right side. Like all things, the Chashivas is given to the right. Or others say because wherever you turn towards the right, so you'll turn towards this way and see it more Pirsumei Nisa. Rav Shmuel Midifti Amar Mismol. Put it on the left side. The Hilcha Sa Mismol. You put it on the left. Kadei Shetei Nerchanaka Mismol and Mezuzah Miyamin. Northern Nerchanaka should be on the left side, and the mezuzah on the right side, and the Medrash adds on the person which sits is standing in the middle. He's surrounded by mitzvahs when he does Nerchanaka. Okay, Rashi. Mitzvah lanicha b'chotzer ob rishus harabim. Rashi said, depends where you're putting it in the Pesach of the chotzer, from the house to the chotzer. If there is no chotzer, then from the house to rishus harabim. B'tefach hasomach l'pesach. You put it the tefach closest to the door. Shim yarchikenu lahalon min haPesach, because if you will put it farther away, eino nikur shebalabayis inichoshon. It's not nikur that the balabayis put it there. You don't know it's his nair. But if it's within a tefach at his door, you know it's his. Miyamin b'knisos ol beis ol yamin. When you come in, you put it on the right side. Mezuzah kaimelan de biyamin. The mezuzah is always on the right side coming in. You'll see beischa derech biascha. The chi akar inish kari diyamina akar bereisha. The way you come in. The way you come in is you always move your right foot first. So coming into the house is on the right. That's where the mezuzah has to be. Okay. Go on. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Omar Rav. Also laharchus mos keneged ner chanukah. You can't use the Ner Chanukah to what's it called, to count money. Ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel omer li, v'chi ner kedusha yeshba. Ner has some kind of kedusha that you can't use it for what's it called, for purposes that are not the Kodesh. Maskif lor av Yosef, v'chi dam kedusha yeshba. Does dam have kedusha? V'tanya v'shofach v'kisa v'masha shofach yichasa. Shlo yichasena b'regel. Right, that when you have to be cover the dam of an oaf or a chaya, right, make the mitzvah of kisui hadam, you cover it with the same thing you shecht it, with your hand. But you don't cover it with your foot or whatever. Why? Shalo you mitzvah bezuya, because it looks like you're mavaza the mitzvah. It's, the mitzvah is not choshev. Right? Hachinami shalo you mitzvah bezuya slav. Same thing over here, right? The mitzvah shouldn't be something bozui that you're using the nair of. It's not that it's kodesh. But to use it to do something that is not respectable, it's not to count money and use this mitzvah for counting money, that's a bizoyan of the mitzvah. So we don't do something that's mevaza the mitzvah. Rashi, laharzos limnos, to count the money. The masha shofach biyodo, shishofach ba velo baraglo, what's it called? Shechted with, right? That's what you cover it with. Your hand is what causes the blood to come. So you cover it with your hand, not with your foot. Okay. L'chora, this Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yomar, says, Mutar l'shtamish ba'ora. Right? That you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah, you just can't use it for something that's bozul. But according to Rabbi Yomar, says, also l'shtamish ba'ora, you can't use it for anything, even for a mitzvah, he said, let alone something that's bozul. Okay. What? No, but then you're not using the Neiros of Chanukah. Then you're using the Shamas. I don't know if that's... even with what's it called, with the Shamas, it could be that for sure you're allowed to do anything on it, because you're using the base of the Shamas. What? Yeah, but then you can't use it b'chlau. There was a machlokas we had the other day. If it's only outs Heker, then you still can't use it. It's just that you need the Shamas, that's a hecker, this is a shei mitzvah. You still can't use it. According to one, so hold you can use it, hold you're using it because be'ikr you're using the Shamas, which is not near mitzvah b'chla. Right? And you hold zev zegorim is mutter. So then even as a bozo you can use it. Okay. Bo minem Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Mau l'stapik minoy sukkah kol shiva. You're allowed to use the decorations that you put up for the sukkah during sukkahs. Okay, Omer Lei, Hari Omru, Asur Lahartzus Mos Keneged Ner Chanukah. And here, the inyan is, there's a few inyanim why you shouldn't be allowed to use Noi Sukkah during Sukkahs. One would be that on Shabbos and Yontif it's Muktzah. You're Maktzah for the sake of the mitzvah, right? But that's only if it didn't fall down. If it fell already, what's it called, then could be that you'd be allowed to use it. It's not the Noi Sukkah anymore, right? It's not Shabbos and Yontif. Right, so there the only reason would be because of bizui mitzvah, because you mavaza the mitzvah. Here you had something that was set aside for a mitzvah, and now you're using it to eat for yourself or whatever. You had a pomegranate hanging from the walls, and you it fell down. Now you're eating it. It's a bizui mitzvah. You mavaza the mitzvah. What? Yeah, but it's not a mitzvah to eat that pomegranate. So that's bizui mitzvah. You're taking something that was set aside for a mitzvah, using it for your own purposes. So that's what we're talking about over here, Tosfos says. Not the muktza of what's it called, of huktza l'mitzvasa, but it's talking where it fell down. Okay. And the only reason, therefore, we also is about bizui mitzvah. Okay. So just like we see, you're not allowed to use the mitzvah of Chanukah for your own personal reasons, to count money, right? So too, you can't use what's it called... the noi sukkah for your own personal purposes either, right? To eat it or to use it for other purposes. fact that the Gemara used the example by Nir Chanukah to count money and not something else, right? The million things you could do besides count money. It's a bizui, right? You do your own thing. Maybe it's a hint from here of Chanukah guilt, right? There was also maybe an Indian, but it's still you're doing it for your own purposes. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Amore d'Avram. Right? The master of Avram. It's a lashon of bitmiyah. Like, what are you talking about? Toli Tanya, but lo Tanya. You're making the one that has a source dependent on the one that has no source. Sukkah Tanya. In Sukkah we have a braitha that says you can't use noi Sukkah for your own purposes. Chanukah lo Tanya. Chanukah is only a member of Amoroyim. Right? So you're telling me you can't use noi Sukkah just like Chanukah. But noi Sukkah is more, has more substantial source than Chanukah. The Tanya, Sichicha Kilchasa, we have a braisa that says, if you put the schach on the sukkah properly, the itra bikramim, and then you put up sheets, right, to decorate the sukkah. You put sheets up, the sadinim, different kinds of sheets, hamitsuyorim, different, what's it called, painted, decorated sheets, the talabai gozim, you hung nuts, afar sakin, peaches, shkedim, rimonim, parchile, anovim, vatoroshol, shibolim, yenos, shmonim, vesiltos, osir, listapik, man, and motzi yontif, achron, shalchad. So you put up all these things as noi sukkah, and these are what they used to decorate their sukkah with, right? So then, you're not allowed to use them, you're not allowed to eat them, right, or use them for other purposes, till the end of yontif. If you made a tnai when you put them up, and the tnai is that I'm not bodel from them, the whole bein hashmashos, in other words, I reserve the right to use them. I'm only putting them up temporarily. If I decide that I want to use them, I'm reserving that right. So you never were matzid completely to the mitzvah. You reserve the right to use it. So on Shabbos and Yontif, it's not muktzah. If it falls down, so then no more mitzvah. You made the tnai to begin with, that you're only putting it up there temporarily. You're not totally dedicating it to the mitzvah. You reserve the right to use it whenever you want. Right? And you made that tnai before Bein HaShemashos, and you say the entire, once it's not muktzah, the beginning of Shabbos, you know it's not muktzah after that, and it has the halacha also, since it's not huktzah, the mitzvah, there's no bizui mitzvah. Because once it falls down, it's not, what's it called, once you decide that you don't want to use it anymore, it's not a mitzvah anymore. So you're allowed to use it for anything you want. No bizui mitzvah, and there's no muktzah, Shabbos, and yontav either. Elam Rav Yosef, avu and dekulo dam. No, what it means is the following, that the major source of bizui mitzvah is dam, the pasuk in the Torah. And then we have sukkah, which is a braisa, and then we have Chanukah, which is a memra. So each one we learn from the other. Okay. Rashi. Noi sukkah, peiro shetolin bo lenoi. Different fruits, things that you can eat, that's what we're talking about, because we're talking about eating them, that you hang for decoration. Mori davrom loshen tmiyahu. That's a way of saying something, a wonderment, right? Mori davrom. Toli sukkah, de tanya, bebraisa, behead, you can enforce for azo, but lo tanya, benerchanaka, de memra, de ravasi, huveno braisa. You're telling me that the same way that Chanukah you can't be Mavaza Sukkah, right? But Chanukah is only a member of Amoroyim, and Sukkah is a Braisa. So don't make the main one dependent on the secondary one. The Itra B'Kromim, Pe'ira B'Yirio Shel Tzvoyim, Shekorin Uvrites. This is what's called Kromim, with a kuf, is sheets, or, yeah, sheets of, with different colored sheets. Hisna aleihem v'seches beya okim ne ba'omer eni bodel mehem kol bein hashmoser shel kiddush yom tov rishon. What he says is, I am not separating myself. I'm not dedicating these for the mitzvah, right? The entire bein hashmoshos, right, of the first night of yom tov. The lo chol alayu kiddush klal, because then he hasn't dedicated them b'chlal l'shem mitzvah. He's keeping them there as long as he wants to, but he's never totally dedicated them for the mitzvah. Avol tnai acher enam el. Other tnaim don't help. This tnai will help. Okay. Avu and the kulo sheyil madu kulo mimenu dam kisi adam the naftalam mikra the shofach the chisa umeforish but time ashloim mitzvah bezuyas olav. Right, the source, the real source from the Torah is kisi adam, that you can't do it in a way that's mavaza the mitzvah, and therefore any other mitzvah also you can't do it in a way that's mavaza the mitzvah. Okay, Itmar. Rav Omar, Ein Madlikim Miner Lener, Ushmuel Omar Madlikim. Rav said you can't light, Hanukkah candles one from the other. And Shmuel holds you could. Rav Omar, Ein Matirin, Sitzes Mi Beged Le Beged, Ushmuel Omar Matirin. And because these three things, the halacha is like Shmuel and not like Rav, even though normally the halacha is like Rav, Bisure, that in Divrei Isser, the halacha is like Rav, but these are the exceptions. Therefore, they were said together, even though they have nothing to do one with the other, even though there are many pilpulim that connect these three things together. But the Rashi says, Pashit, the reason they were said together, because they're exceptions to the rule. Rav Amar Ein Matir and Tzitzis Beged the Beged. You can't take Tzitzis off one Beged to put it on another Beged, because you're leaving the first Beged without Tzitzis. Ushmuel Amar Matir, Shmuel says you are allowed. Matir and Beged the Beged. Rav Amar Ein Halacha Kerib Shimon Begreiro. Ushmuel Amar Halacha Kerib Shimon Begreiro. Rav said the halacha is not like Rav Shimon by Dover Sheinu Muscavi, that if you pull a bed over the ground, right, and your intention is not to, and it's not a heavy bed, so it doesn't have to make a ditch. It doesn't have to dig a ditch. Sometimes it will, sometimes not. It's not a psik ratio. So you're not mechavin for the ditch, you're mechavin to pull the bed. So Rav Shimon holds that Dover Sheinu Muscavi is mutter. You're allowed to pull the bed, and even if you make a ditch, you didn't do anything wrong, because you didn't intend that, and it didn't have to happen. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no Dover Sheinu Muscavi is usher. But since it could possibly happen, right, even though you're not mechavin, it's usher to do because it may happen. That's the machlokas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. And what's it called? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbaya, kol mile demar ovid kerav, levar mihani klas, to ovid kishmuel. Rabbaya said that all things that, what's it called? Rabba Bar Nachmeni, right? Paskin always like Rav, except in these three things. Here, he did like Shmuel. Madlika mi ner lener, matira mi beged lebeged, v'halocha Rav Shimon Megreva. These three things, the halocha is like Shmuel. Titanya, Rav Shimon Omer, what is this case of Greira? Rav Shimon Omer, gorer o the mita kisei v'satso, v'latsa yiskavin lasos chritz. Right, Rav Shimon holds you're allowed to pull a bed or a chair, anything that's not so heavy that it definitely will make a ditch, right, which is also either because of choresh, if it's in a field, then it's like plowing, and if it's in the house, it's binyan, you're building something. So even though, what's it called, it's conceivable you'll make a ditch, but that's not your intention, that's called Dover Sheinu Muscavi, and Rav Shimon holds that's mutter. Okay. See Rashi. Miner lener, the Chanukah, the first time of the Kamei. The Gemara has explained the reason, right, why you can't light one candle from the other, what it means, right? The Gemara later on, what's it called, is going to discuss, is the reason because of Bizui Mitzvah, right? And the idea is not lighting one candle directly from another candle, okay? But lighting through another means, right? You take a piece of wood, put it into the Hanukkah candle and light it, and then that wood you use to light another candle. That's Bizui Mitzvah. You're taking the Nair and using it to light a piece of wood, even though that piece of wood is for the sake of the next candle. Right now it's just a plain piece of wood. Or no, it means taking another candle, Hanukkah candle, and light it directly from the first Hanukkah candle. It's not Bizui Mitzvah because they're both mitzvahs, but it's Akushe Mitzvah. You're weakening the first mitzvah. You're taking away from the light of the first one initially, right, to light the second one, even though the Medrash says, not like that, the Medrash says that a candle doesn't take away at all from the, but in any case, somehow you're weakening the first one. So it's not Bizui Mitzvah, that's Akushe Mitzvah, right? The Shaila is it only Osir through a medium, a secondary thing, or it's even Osir directly? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss tomorrow's Amud. But right now, just Gemara says, Stam, Ein Manlikim Miner Lener. Halacha, right? Matirin lahakel tzitzis mitalis yashin latalis chadash. Shailas, are you allowed to take tzitzis off an old talis to put on a new talis? Menachas mifarish time of demand to usher. The Gemara in Menachas explains the reason that you're leaving the initial beged without tzitzis. Just like you can't take a mezuzah off a house that you leave the house without a mezuzah. Okay. Halacha krib shimon da omer dover shein miskavin mutter. The Afagav the Ka'ovit Chritz, so they told it the Choresh or Bone. Like we explained, it's either in the field, the Choresh, or in the house, it's Bone. ומשום דהלכה שקרה ביסורי בקולי השס, בר מהני קלאס, נקטינו גבי הדודי. Since the halachas like Rav, when it comes to divrei iser, not divrei mominus, the halachas like Rav, right, all over, except for these three things, so put these three things together, even though they have nothing to do one with the other. Kol mile demar, Rabba bar Nachmeni, lasso, by said, my Rebbe, Rabba, right, always paskin like Rav, except in these three things. Lasso schritz karsina. Time of the Rav, when you get her yet. Okay, let's just stop here for a second, just see what's here, and then if we have time, we'll continue on. Okay, Ner Chanukah l'mala mi'esrim amma. First of all, there's a marsha yesterday about by Shammai Beisil, if you go in ascending order or descending order. So he says, according to the Beis Yosef, that they split the oil into eight parts. Right? The Beis Yosef's question is, why is the first day of Yontif? First they've had enough oil. So he says that they didn't light all the oil on the first day, and then there was a miracle the first day that it didn't burn out. They took eight parts, what's it called? And the first day, therefore, wasn't a miracle. They took the oil and divided it into eight parts. Right? They knew it was going to take 8 days to get new oil, either because that was where the oil was, it took 4 days to get there, and a day to make the oil, and what's it called, that day to make the oil and then to get back. Or they were Tmei Mesim, and they needed 7 days to become Tahar. Right, and he says if they all were Tmei Mesim, then how did they light the menorah altogether? Then with Tami the oil. Right? So he says they lit it with a Kli 8, Pshutei Kli 8, big thing. He says, but how did they get into the Mikdash? Right? If they're all Tmei Mesim, they couldn't come in to light it. In fact, they say that, what's it called? That's why they lit it outside. And they were light, some sofer says that's why there was a nace even the first day. Because there was enough oil if it was inside. But outside, there's wind, burns faster. So the first day there was also a nace. He says, though, they weren't all Tmei Mesim, and somebody, what's it called, lit it who wasn't a Tmei Mesim and came in. Not all of them were Tmei Mesim. He says, that also answers another question. How do they build a menorah? Right? L'chora, how did they get a menorah? Well, the menorah was what's it called, was the fire. So they had to build a new menorah. In fact, it says that when they came back, they built a menorah out of wood because the original menorah was taken away. Right, they stole it. The Greeks took it as it was gold. So they made a new menorah out of wood. Right, but the menorah out of wood also is makabel tumah. It's a kli. So they had somebody who wasn't Tmei Mesim build that menorah. The only reason they built it out of wood is because they were poor. When they got richer, then they made it out of other metals, and finally they made it out of gold. According to the opinion that you can make in kli sharis out of wood too. But there's another opinion, the Gemara, that it has to be metal. It doesn't have to be gold, but it has to be some metal. Okay, in any case, so he says, according to Beis Shammai, that they split the oil into eight parts, so it went in ascending order. The first day they had eight eighths, then they had seven eighths, and then six eighths, and five. That's how the nace went. So Mela, that's how Beis Shammai holds, that it goes keneged, they split it into eighths. According to Beis Hillel, it could be they didn't split it into eighths. Right? There were other answers how they had it. So if they didn't split it into eighths, there's no idea of going in descending order. Right, and since he has an Indian of Pariachag, we see there is an idea, right, of going in descending order, and he had this reason, that's why he made it in descending order. Because otherwise, the Chora, Milan Bakodesh, you should always go up in Kedusha. But since we see that by Pariachag, it's possible to go down, where there's a reason, so here also there's a reason. Okay, now Rashi says that Ner Chanukah l'mala mi'esrimam is possible because Ein Ha'ayin Sholet. Okay, now even though in Sukkah, Rabbah's reason is not lahalacha. We don't pass him like Rabbah. But the idea is still emes. Right? And that could be that's not the reason for sukkah, but that's the reason, what's it called, the idea, right, applies. That you can't, your eye doesn't see naturally above 20 amas is not sholeit l'malam yesrim amas is true. So by Ner Chanukah, that's significant. Okay. The tour brings on Rabbeinu Yoel. The halacha is by sukkah, and by what's it called, by Mavui also, that if you have something that directs your eye up, then what's it called, then it's still kosher. For instance, by Sukkah, it says if the schach is directly on the top of the walls, then even higher than 20 amos, according to Rav, is okay. Because the walls direct your, when you look up, when you follow the walls up, you'll see the schach. So even though it's higher than 20 amos, the walls will make you look up, says Rabbeinu Yoel. Same thing by Chanukah. If you put the Chanukah right next to the wall, right, 20 amas up, the wall will make you look up. And the Torah says, no dimyon. over there by Sukkah, you're in the middle, in the Sukkah, you're looking at the walls, you'll see the top. But over here, you may see the roof. Who said you'll see the Ner Chanukah? It doesn't direct you to see any specific thing higher than 20 amos. It directs you to see the roof, but not the, what's it called, not some other things that are there. So the fact that you'll look up, what doesn't necessarily mean you'll see the Ner Chanukah. You'll see the ceiling. Like the walls make you see the ceiling. They don't necessarily make you see the Ner Chanukah. Okay. The Taz holds that that even if you would say such a thing, right, that doesn't help at night. That only helps in the daytime, that the walls will make you see the top. And therefore, even if it'll make you see Ner Chanukah, that won't help at night, only in the day. I understand, right? I didn't have a chance to look it up. But Lamaisa, the mitzvah sukkah is at night, the Ikar mitzvah. Right? So if it doesn't work at night, how is the world going to help the first night of sukkahs? It's mashmah, it's kosher all the time. And okay, let's go on. The Gemara says that Ner Chanukah, in the halacha, you put on the left side, even though the other man, the Omer, says on the right side, okay? Because the Chatchila, right, what's it called, really, you should put it on the right side, either because it's Koshev, or because that's the way you turn, you'll see it more Pirsumei Nisa. But in order to be surrounded by mitzvahs, the halacha is put on the left side. What happens if there's no mezuzah? So you're not surrounded by mitzvahs. So then does the halacha revert back, put it on the right side? The only reason you're putting it on the left side, you should be surrounded with mitzvahs. But if there's no mezuzah, then you're not surrounded with mitzvahs. So the Rav Yoh and the Hagos Maimon, he says, the Mechanami. Then you put it on the right side. And the, what's it called? The Bach says, one second. Right, the Bala Ma'oro says that he still you put it on the left side, lo plug. Since they were Mesakin, to put it on the left side, even if the reason doesn't apply, and there's no mezuzah, you still put it on the left side. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if there is no mezuzah, you put it on the right side. The Orchis Chaim says another reason why, what's it called, why I would think better to put it on the right side if it wouldn't be this idea of surrounded mitzvahs, because in the Beis HaMikdash it was on the right side. It was on the south, which was the right side as you came into to the Heichal, right, the menorah was on the right side. What happens if you light inside? That's where you light at the door. What if you light inside? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim says you also put it there on the right side, okay? Because there you're not going to open the door. It's not in you being surrounded with mitzvahs or whatever. And as Shibulei Alekhet says, and even if you light on the inside you light by a window if there's a window to Rishus HaRabim, but if there is none, then you light by the door on the inside. Mamish like you'd be lying on the outside except on the inside. So Shaila is, there, do you light it on the opposite side of the mezuzah on the inside, right? Or do you light it on the right side of the door? And there's Machlokas, the Shibulei Alekhet says, you put it on the left side, opposite the mezuzah, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim says you put it on the right side. Okay. Okay, Havlok HaMinyan, we didn't get you here. Let's go a little bit ahead now. Yosef Ahumar Rabbonin Kameidur Rav Ada Bar Ava, Yosef the Omer, time of the Rav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, right? Omer Lohu, Lo Satsitsu Le, oh, let's say, time of the Rav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. So, one of the Rabbonah was sitting in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava, and they were learning. And he said, the reason that Rav holds that you can't light me near Laner is because of Bizui Mitzvah. Okay? Omer Lohu, so he said to them, Lo Satsitsu Le, don't listen to him. It's not true. Time of the Rav Mishum Dekom Machich Mitzvah. The reason of Rav why you can't light one candle from the other is because you're weakening the mitzvah, not Bizui mitzvah. My binai, what's an afkamina, whether it's because of Achushe mitzvah or Bizui mitzvah, it could be nai of the komadlik mishraga l'shraga, if you light directly one candle from the other. If you light directly from candle to candle, there's no Bizui mitzvah, but there's Achushe mitzvah. And if you don't light directly, then there's Bizui mitzvah. You light with an intermediary. The one who holds that the reason is Bizui Mitzvah, you can light one candle from another candle directly. According to the one who says that because of Achushe Mitzvah, you're weakening the Mitzvah, then even from directly, from one candle to the other candle, you can't light. Okay, let's see Rashi. Time of the Rav, miner l'ner, mishum bizui mitzvah, shemadli kisim, she'eno min ha-mitzvah, miner shol mitzvah, u'mimenu madlik hashar. You take a piece of wood, right, and you light it from the candle, and that you use then to light the other candle. That's Bizui Mitzvah, because you're using a Ner Shel Mitzvah to light something that has nothing to do with a mitzvah, even though it's for the sake of a mitzvah, but that's not a mitzvah thing. It's a piece of wood. Achushe de Mirzi command the Shokel Nahor. It looks like you're taking flame, power from the first candle. You're taking a little bit of the oil away, which is true. Because now the flame, when you put the other flame, the flame is bigger, right? And it takes more oil off. So even for a split second, what you're doing is you're pulling away a little bit from the first mitzvah. It's not a bizui mitzvah, but you're weakening the first mitzvah. So maybe that's the issue. Mishraga l'shraga, maybe ner etzel ner, you take one candle and bring it towards the other one. So with wax candles, you can do that. With oil candles, we'll see later. How's Achaya? How's Achaya to light an oil candle, right, directly from another oil candle that they're set in a menorah? So we'll see. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was possible with long psilos. Maybe ner etzel ner, v'shteyem shel mitzvah below b'kishim. And there you're lighting directly one mitzvah candle from another. That's not bizui mitzvah, but it's akhushe mitzvah. Okay, so that is the Shaila, and if it's Hashem tomorrow, we'll go through and see what the rayas are on both sides.